COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Into deep.
It's based off of a real person named God.
I felt so bad for him. I felt bad for him of how hurt he was.
I always feel, I say this every time I watch movies about undercover cops. I always feel bad about the betrayal. No matter how terrible the individual is, I be like, damn, but you betrayed.
But it wasn't betrayal, and it didn't feel bad in New Jack City.
I had no remorse on that.
Yeah, I didn't feel bad in there. But in Too Deep,
I had no remorse with Nino.
I said,
yeah, because LL was really like, this is my friend.
This is my boy.
The thing with New Jack City, we didn't live in that long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ice-T went in there late in the movie.
Mm-hmm. He turned undercover late.
Yeah, too. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like the whole movie, like a Donnie Brasco or In Too Deep.
Right.
Where they build relationships, they go through stuff, shootouts. Mm-hmm. And all, yeah.
He's like, I was so cold and you made me feel again. Yeah. And then you broke my heart.
Bro, he was like, I ain't no cop.
Yeah. Like, if Donnie Brasco, Johnny Depp got Al Pacino killed, ultimately.
Mm-hmm. He sure did.
So it was just like, damn. And Al Pacino wasn't terrible. He wasn't doing terrible things in that movie.
Nah.
So it was like, damn, man.
But they were definitely bonded. Omar Epps and LL in that movie were like friends.
Yeah, but with Omar's haircut, you like, really? You can't tell. You got cop hair.
But no, it was. He only had that hair when he was off the grid. Like when he was like a regular dude, that's when he had that ridiculous wig.
They could have did something else.
Oh, it was.
I always wanted to see his recovery. Like, I always wanted to do a little more on that because I wanted to see if he was visiting him in jail.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yo, that was your boy.
Right.
And he felt a way after he took him away. Yeah. I know he felt that. And then they would do
it. You were a sellout.
After that movie, they were at the end, they were doing his, his therapy.
Yeah.
They were kind of like doing it, like, because he was in too deep, of course. Yeah. And then.
It's the title.
Since the title. I wonder how many people flip, though. Like, I wonder how
who
many
don't
people
come back.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, this is cool. Over here. I wonder how many people, like, they stay in that.
Because it's tempting.
And the money you probably make.
Yeah. That's why dirty cops be dirty cops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That dirty money be good.
If you ever watch Money Heist.
No taxes?
Yeah. You just grab it.
And you can't go to jail for it because you're really working for the other side.
Right.
50,000?
You can definitely, you can't go to jail for it. Because I'm saying, if you, like, you know everything you're doing is sanctioned by who you work for.
Now I'm talking about when you cross that line and you're like, oh, I'm one of them now.
That's what they're paying.
No, but
there's a line cross of like, no, I'm one of them now.
Yeah, I'm saying is like, let's say you wanted to dabble, like no one would know how much you really
did.
You know what I'm saying?
Taken like, away. Yeah, you could turn like, in so whatever.
You like, let's say
like an American Gangster, they didn't have to turn it in all. He could have just been like, we gonna get 500.
I don't think they did.
He did. Remember, that's why he was mad at his partner. The partner didn't want to turn it in.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. And
he was an honest cop.
Yeah. And he was an honest cop. He's like, man, just take a little bit, man. Let's just come on. We can't.
I would for sure flip. Because I wouldn't at first until I got that first check from the police department again. I'd be like,
I'm going back.
The disparity. You know, they gave you $50,000 to do whatever dirt was done in the street. And then you get your cop paycheck.
You see what they're making.
We say it's set in the 80s.
Training day, they took
you
all that
get
bread.
$950 after taxes. Man. You supposed to be on the up and up,
right?
Man. With the mustache, man.
Training day, they took all that bread. They opened that board,
man.
Here's for you. Here's for you.
Yeah. Let me ask y'all this, y'all cops.
Mm-hmm.
You bust up in a crib, drug spot, known drug spot.
Mm-hmm.
You find $250,000 under the mattress. You the first, you and another cop are first two on the scene. Nobody knows how much money is in there.
Okay.
Nobody else is in there but y'all. Y'all grabbing a couple stacks?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Wait, I got some questions. Wait,
if my partner's there, no. But if I get in the room first,
it's not just you. Because it's easier.
We
it's
both got to be on the same page.
How long we been partners? Yeah, we
both got to be on the same page.
How long we been having each other back? How long
we doing, bro?
I need to know. If we're new, I can't do it. If it's my first day.
Y'all not balls deep in friendship.
So we don't know each other, but we know each other.
Yeah.
Am I? Are we going to each other's barbecues?
But y'all both looking at each other like,
oh, we got the same look.
That sounds like we made a decision already.
Yeah. Once it's a look, like, I'll do it if you do it.
Yeah.
And we both can't say it and shut
we just
your
start
mouth.
Start talking about, man, you know, kid, Keelan need this, Avi need this.
You got to be
start
like,
talking
yo.
About what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And we
I don't know if I would take it if I wasn't fully 100%
tight,
with
yeah.
my partner.
Because they can flip, they can.
Even if I was 100%, if he gets busted,
yeah,
I already know.
I would rather be completely alone in that room.
No, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
But for this
but
scenario,
I'm saying it's two of us.
In this scenario,
the money's right here.
Is for the same reason we're taking it, that's going to be the same reason he snitches. If I'm like, hey, that's for the kids, and this is going to be for my sick mama. That's going to be
we're
the
not
same
taking thing. An obscene amount. Just
two stacks.
Just want to wet. Just want to
leave it there.
It's like it's 10 grand a stack. We're talking like the.
Yeah. We're just taking the band. In the banded.
We just taking
you're
20
taking
grand.
Like 20,000.
That's nothing.
Nah, y'all got to take it all and be like, we didn't find nothing.
Oh, well, that's too much.
Well,
that's
a cop. Car.
There's other cops around the scene.
There was nothing there.
It's an odd number.
But
if you show
how you gonna carry all that cash coming out?
That's a good point. And you got
we
filling
off this room. No one comes in this room.
You know what? Are we talking about today's age? Because you got
do
you
they
got body
check
cams
you when you
on?
Come out?
Huh?
Do they check like? They,
nah, you don't get patted down.
You leave a room and like, hey man, you looking kind of
I don't know,
look kind of chunky.
Yeah, you went in at 180, you came out 225. Man, what's going on?
Nah, it was sandwiches, man. I had some cheese sticks on the way in.
You might have to kill your partner, man.
Oh,
you might have to set up a scene.
Grand. Yeah, not for
20K. Now that becomes a whole nother.
Well, I'm talking about the whole thing, not the 20K.
Yeah.
Damn, I'll
Chaz,
say
Chaz crossed the line.
Because then you got to be like, oh man, that's crazy. You hear that? Pow! Oh,
I already
man.
Feel Chaz's gun on the back of my neck. Like, huh? Yeah. I didn't even tell you.
If I walk in there with DC and it's 250, and I look at him and he look at me,
like, you know what we're doing.
We already know. We already know.
It's a lot of cash.
Be quiet.
And then you find the one kid under the bed watching.
No, like, that's why I'd be like, put it right back in there.
He was in the closet.
I saw the two cops
stuttering.
Take money. How much was it? I don't know.
Him grabbed two pieces. And so and him did.
You know, kid,
do, you be see, do you see the men in this room? Him. They be pointing to you.
Just staring at
you
him.
Sit there in the suit like.
You know, them kids
him
be
did.
Lying.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's tough. We are back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
Beep, 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 beep.
What's up, Chatsworth? Happy New Year.
What's happening, y'all? Happy Michigan Day.
Oh.
Happy Michigan Day, everybody.
You earned it.
Happy Michigan Day.
You earned it, man.
National
congratulations.
Chance.
No, I was born in Michigan.
You kind of, you know.
Yeah, no, I was born there, correct?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't rep it enough, though. You be Chicago tough.
No, I always tell people that.
Yeah, you tell them. You don't rep it, though.
I mean, I was there.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a great. When was the last time you was in Michigan?
I was there.
We were just there.
Yeah.
Just there.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Before,
had you asked me that 2 months ago.
You know, Chaz represents
the wrong time.
Chaz represents so much, I didn't even know they won.
I'm
I
was just like, it's just regular day.
Yeah.
That's
the other thing.
It's a little excessive today with the cup.
What? The cup is where
it sets it over the top.
What are you talking about?
But get your shit on.
I'm just drinking Victory.
98? That's 97? That's a long time.
97 is a minute.
Oh, my God. Victory tastes so, it's pure Victory in here. You guys want some? It tastes delicious, man.
Congrats,
it's pure Victory.
You know take it in. It
tastes like sweat, blood, and tears. Little urine in there.
Does this wipe the taste away of what the Pistons is doing?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
If the Pistons lost every year and Michigan won every year, I tell you. That's the last championship Michigan has had at all is 04.
Is that how Detroit feels, period, though? Much more love to the Wolverines than the Pistons?
I can't say for the whole state because there's a big Michigan State side also.
Gotcha.
So there's a lot of people who want Michigan to lose in that state.
Oh, gotcha.
So I can't say Detroit. That. Yeah, I'm not from Detroit. Okay. But also...
You're from Sing City.
Indeed. So also there's like if we're just talking about college, that's a different thing.
Got it.
I think most people would take a Lions football win over everything.
Which could happen.
This might be the year.
We got to play Stafford next week. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. They'll drop the ball.
It's personal.
I hope Stafford's like, I already got my Super Bowl, guys. I'm just going to throw three picks.
That would be nice of him.
I'm just going to throw three picks, you guys. That would be nice of him. That would be great.
They got to get revenge for the fall off at the Super Bowl win.
What would you do if Michigan and the Lions won the same year? Like, how long would that last you?
Well,
if they both won,
I've been riding off the 04 Pistons for a long time.
Right. And then, so you get two in 1 year.
Tigers had a couple World Series, some years ago. So I was like, almost. I don't know, guys. I probably just combust.
What if the Pistons have a tremendous turnaround?
Every
game henceforth, they go on a 28 game win streak.
They just shut down Cade though, so I doubt it.
Oh, they shut him down?
Well, they gave him the injury, and I'm like, they did this last year to him when they was like, we're not gonna win.
Right, let's get back down, in this draft pretty high.
He's gonna shut you down, Cade. Cause he's the he was balling. He was killing him and Boyana. One of those.
He came in late, but he started balling when he did get back.
Okay,
yeah, Bogdanovich.
Oh yeah, Bogdanovich. Yeah. One of those cats. So
like that rookie though. You're good. Ivy. The twin.
Oh,
Asura.
He's not getting buckets like that, but what he does,
he started stronger, but then he kind of fell off.
His defense and rebounding, he gonna be cold.
Whatever. Man.
You can. It's easier to learn how to play offense than to be
a good
a great defender and all that. So you can learn how to play offense. Yeah.
The offense is already there.
Right.
The athleticism.
Right.
Like Kuminga.
It was just supposed to be.
Not like Kuminga.
Yeah. Kuminga, he came up through a lot.
Mm-hmm. He's still trash.
No.
Not,
he's having
not
a
trash
great
at all.
Year. He's flourished with Draymond
one,
out.
One thing good, one thing bad. Every time we're watching the game and he's like, oh, then here comes the turnover.
Oh, he's going to fall.
Well, that's young.
He's going to fall and trip.
Yeah, that's young.
That's the deer baby legs where they just
the fawn legs.
Yeah, the fawn legs where
they knock me.
Oh, bro.
Listen, rope tie. Get out of here. I was born in Alabama. You know, I was actually born in Alabama.
You know, I was raised in Michigan and
stepped it up here.
Coming up Malibu all those raised. Years. Wow. Coming up all those years in Michigan, yeah. Man. Grand Rapids to be exact.
Your Chicago jacket just left the room.
No, that's actually, if you look at the back, it says Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids Bulls. But it's a local team. Not a lot of people.
Well, you
know
Grand Rapids really well, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you're familiar with their minor league team, right?
Hospital, you know what I'm saying?
You know what's their
okay. Roger? What was your favorite restaurant growing up there?
Oh, in Grand Rapids?
Yeah.
Oh, I used to love this place called Sammy's. on
it's not there anymore.
It was never. I don't know what's going on. Sammy's. You know what I'm saying? But growing up there,
you would know their minor league team in Grand Rapids.
Oh, no, most definitely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know their name there?
I mean, the way it's neither here nor there. I was more into like, you know, and I was young,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't really in the sports like
was
that.
Just, all of a sudden, you just kind of knew Sammy's and the hospital that you were born at, man.
I was born in Blodgett Hospital right there. And man, a lot of people ask around.
Okay.
They know me over there, man. Ask around in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
There's a comedy club there, by the way, and a comedy festival. Have you partaken?
No, I've never even heard of this.
Because,
you know, growing up, I wasn't into comedy.
Oh, yeah.
So I wasn't.
I just figured
you'd
check in every now and then the place that you.
I was in Grand Rapids 2019. That was the last time I was there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What were you there for?
Comedy.
Yeah?
Did a show there.
Did you do the club?
No, I was. We was at a church.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Get you, holy
I told him, I was like, yo, I was born here. They was like, yeah, we remember you.
Oh, okay.
And then they hoisted me up and carried me through the crowd. It was
He's
fantastic.
Back.
He's back. And then I went to Detroit, you know, last year as well. And they were like, we know you from Grand Rapids.
You got a lot of love there.
Man, it was crazy.
They love you.
Man, in the mitten.
Smitten with
you
the mitten.
You could just feel it. It's just an intangible.
Yeah, man, there's good folks out there.
Yeah,
well, congrats on the show. Man, y'all both got
Oh, thank you, dude. Thank you, man. So I forgot to bring my Michigan mug, but I got a bowl.
You got the hat and the jacket, and
I got the birthmarks. I got
DC
two birthmarks.
DC is
shaped like Michigan.
Trader
from Michigan. One of them shaped like Michigan.
DC traded on me last night.
No, bro, I was with you.
No, you weren't.
Go Big Blue.
No, you dirty bastard. DC was like, yo, man, let's go Michigan. Then he was like, Pac-12, though, the last one.
Bro, Pac-12 is like so close to us, so it's
over. It's over.
Yeah.
You guys are enemies of Pac-12, bro. I don't root for any other Big Ten team. I hope they all lose.
Oh, okay.
Washington is not Like, USC is different.
Oh, yeah.
For UCLA. You know what I mean? But Washington is like, in hoop, they had a few battles, but it's not. Washington never done. Yeah, I just don't be thinking about them like
you
that.
You look pedestrian out there, didn't you? Know what I mean?
So plus, I was supposed to go there.
Was it a blowout?
It wasn't. The score looks worse than it was, but it was closer most of the game.
Oh. If Washington probably had like two or three plays, if it went the other way, the game would have came down to the wire. Oh,
wow. They definitely
like,
had a chance.
Did they look like they were supposed to be there?
Yeah.
For a while.
They just messed up. Yeah. Like, wide open. Number wide open.
On the number 73 on the line, he had every money on the penalty, game. Bro. I swear, the momentum going,
he was getting tripping,
immediately
mooning the crowd. like that's not even a penalty.
Several false starts. Their third downs were like 3rd and 15, 3rd and 20 every time.
He was he had a
scared
bad
of that
game.
Michigan pass rush, baby.
He had a bad.
That's how
game.
We did to Bama.
He would be late on the snaps. They snap and he'd still be like down, and he had to like grab somebody and get a holding call.
Oh
and
yeah,
and he'll false start. Like he was nervous
because he'll never be the same.
They said he was. They said. You know, he's a massive dude, but I guess his feet are slow.
They just figured this out in the championship.
No, we laugh. Because, you know, them linemen defense, they be fast.
Yeah.
They just huge, but this guy, like, is big, but also slow.
Yeah.
So, like, he was late on the snap, and the dude was just blowing him off the line.
How did he make it here?
Because he's six. What was he, six?
He played in the Pac-12.
What did he say he was? 6-something, 300? I mean, he's massive. Oh, he's a big
ass
dude.
We're going to try to get you on the sideline this year.
I thought about going to the Rose Bowl. And
I'm surprised you didn't go.
I'm surprised
also.
That's
a real fan out there.
It was just like,
talk about what's real.
Yeah, he just wanted the mug.
Yeah.
He was like, sideline or a mug.
They was right there in your backyard.
They'll be back. Because they were there last year also. We didn't go. I think I was out of town last year. But anyways. Anywho, because
like if UCLA was in a Final Four here, I'm going
right. Huh? Well, now, but now they're
in
here.
Final Four here.
Well, not a real
Rose Bowl.
Oh, you should have went.
But now we're gonna see them. The whole there's gonna be two conferences now, and Michigan's gonna play USC and UCLA.
Yeah,
and Washington.
You ain't going.
I think I'll be there.
Yeah.
Are they making them play like how they make?
Well, they switched the conference.
Oh snap!
No, they switched. There's no more Pac-12. So these teams are playing each other in regular season.
Yes,
I don't understand why.
It was money.
Don't look at me, man. I don't know what y'all talking
about. They wanted
I'm lost.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yep.
They wanted a huge money deal that the Pac-12 network.
So where's Colorado going?
Play.
They're either staying or going to.
It's only like four teams.
I think Pac was going to not ACC. They're going somewhere else also.
Colorado alone should have brought enough money for the Pac-12.
No, it was a TV deal, and they wanted this much, and the other one was like, we'll cash you out. And it was like a whole.
And then they had the nerve not to pay these players, bro. That's crazy.
It was just a whole. It was money.
But college football, they're getting paid, though, right? They're getting an NIL, right?
The stars.
Yeah, not everybody gets money.
Shador and they're getting bread. You know, Travis getting bread.
But that offensive guard?
Yeah, the offensive guard.
That backup fullback?
At Appalachian State? He ain't getting nothing.
Yeah, you're right. Think about it. Yeah, they're making too much money. Not too much, but it's a lot when you don't. When you get your stuff taken out the locker room and you don't make everybody in that arena stay there till you find your shit.
Yeah, well, they end up finding out who did it and all that stuff. So.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Who did it?
Jenner,
security.
I'd have robbed that locker room too, dog.
Yeah. It was a lot of money in there.
I sure would have robbed that spot.
But they dude was money. like Angel Reese eat.
Oh, yeah, she said she didn't want to go WNBA.
And the girl, the white girl to go to LSU, she eat.
The shooter?
Mm-hmm. No, that's Iowa. She's a gymnastics. She do gymnastics.
She's going to take a pay cut in the WNBA.
Huge pay cut.
I wonder.
But she can still thrive on the
endorsements for sure.
Yeah, I wonder how the NCAA players from the past feel.
Oh,
the ones who built the schools. They got to be mad.
No one should be mad.
Especially ones that got in trouble for taking
money. The ones that got in trouble,
Reggie Bush should be hot.
Right.
You owe me my Heisman and my money.
Reggie Bush should be double hot because then they do a whole documentary on how Johnny Manziel was cheating and they don't take his Heisman.
Right.
It's like,
what was his name? UCLA? O'Bannon?
Ed is the one that started the whole thing.
He started it, right?
Because he was like, he's the one that, you know, they playing the video games. He's like, take my name off of that shit.
Right.
That's me. Take it out. So he started that 20 years ago, and they just now got
that's
it done.
Crazy.
He been fighting for hella long.
That's crazy. Got to be for how those people feel who went down for selling weed, right?
Right. Sure. And now it's not a big deal.
I loved NCAA college football, though. That game was great.
They
used to play that more
years.
Than Madden. Yeah.
The fact that they took the games away rather than just pay the kids was hilarious.
Yeah. Like, right.
It's just how greedy can you be?
Give well, they couldn't some. Pay them.
Why?
It was illegal.
But I'm saying, instead of just changing the rules,
yeah, you could
have
been
took this long to change the rules.
Even with the NIL, it's still like, we're not technically giving you our money. It's not right. It's not their football
We're
money.
Just allowing you to get money.
Off your own name, which yeah. is all anybody wanted anyway. If I'm this guy and, you know, let me get this bread.
Because even the high school footballs. Kids are getting bread. Right.
Yeah, I seen Bryce James, $1.7
million. He got like, $1.7
million? That's what the NIL's at right now.
Bryce?
I wonder, yeah. if they, I wonder if LeBron kids appreciate, like, oh, we got this money coming in. This is our money. You know what I mean? Like,
it's play money.
Damn. LeBron mm-hmm. worth $1 billion.
A billion? Yeah. He's touched a billion?
Mm-hmm. Shit. He in the billion club.
Who's worth more, Floyd or LeBron?
I'm sure, right now, I'm sure LeBron.
Floyd? He's not worth more than Floyd?
Not now. He's worth more than Floyd.
Man. If you take all the money that Floyd has earned, I'm sure Floyd is up. But he always
spending.
Goes back down.
Yeah.
He a big spender.
Him and Pacquiao are about to fight again.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. No, they're not.
It's an exhibition.
They're about to fight. And people are going to watch. We all are going to watch.
Where are they fighting at? In the old folks?
Yeah, probably in Saudi Arabia. Everybody's getting that bread over there.
Where are they fighting?
Yeah, I watch.
People,
we're Shady gonna... Acres, retirement home. What are they doing?
I don't know, bro.
Getting money.
It's money. They're going to get bread.
Well,
they're
both still in shape. I see Pacquiao running around L.A. a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, he still be running around. He
really?
Has a gym right up on Vine.
Oh, you're talking about
the
yeah.
But you see
Wild Card.
Yeah, he
wild
runs
card.
Up over. Oh, I'm not going to tell
you. That Mike was
oh.
right there.
Oh, yeah.
What Mike was that right there? Three Aces or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I remember
three
that.
Clubs.
Three clubs.
Like
three clubs.
Three yeah. clubs.
Always felt cold in there. But
oh, always.
Yeah, it always felt
every
cold.
Time, man.
Yeah.
I would always have a showcase for whatever in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, why here?
Fighting for my goddamn life. Yeah, they'd be right there. I'd be like, man. Pacquiao, yeah. I'm thinking about Freddie Roach.
Freddie Roach.
Yeah, I'm like, it's right there.
Yeah, he'd be running by the Grove.
And you'd be oh, saying,
mm-hmm.
you'd be running with him like, hey.
Nah. He has about 20, 30 people running.
I heard
with
he
him.
Runs
really?
Deep.
Yeah.
Wow.
He runs that makes sense.
Deep.
Yeah.
He that's can't dope. Just be out there.
He'd
just
be running through the city.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
They say Pacquiao for real rode 20 deep everywhere.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Expensive. Well, with the Filipino culture, they just. They stick together and they
be cooking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whenever I hear Filipino, I get hungry.
Oh, that's our crew, bro.
They cook a lot.
Philippines, huh?
And they be like, eat.
Chicken
eat.
Adobo.
Eat.
Eat. Adobo. Yeah, yeah. Lumpia. Pancit.
Pancit is my
pancit
shit.
I love pancit.
Oh, man. Fire, bro. Yeah. There's some vegan pancit in Hawaii.
They do got some bullshit, though. That hala hala drink.
I like that.
Beans
wait, what's the hala
slush?
Hala drink?
It's like an ice cream fruit. Bean slush
yeah, I'm not
fruit.
A fan.
It sounds awful.
It's all kind of different fruits in there. Some ice. It's like not ice cream. It's like a cream and beans. Yeah. And it's a weird mash of just like random shit. Yeah. But I like it.
I don't like when there's stuff in there that can slow down the actual juice. When yeah. like something gets like the boba.
Right. No, you're supposed to bring a spoon. So it's not.
Oh, okay.
Really
it's not
juice.
Just. Okay.
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's like a slushy.
Spoon
okay.
worthy.
Okay.
But it's a fruit in there that's really good.
Fire. Okay.
I don't know what it is. I'm like, man, more
the purple
of this.
One, right?
I don't think it's purple. I think it's clear.
That purple.
But it's good though.
Dragon fruit?
No,
white
no,
dragon
no,
fruit.
No.
It's yellow
fruit
dragon fruit.
I told you, bro.
It's
fruit.
It's back.
Yellow is back.
They be expensive, bro.
The red one tastes like earth,
like nothing. Yeah,
that yellow.
That yellow one be sweet.
When I see the
juicy,
yellow.
Yeah.
It's expensive though. It's $5 a piece.
Yeah, I tried to get DC to buy some up in Harlem, and he's like, "I ain't buying."
It was on the street. I wasn't buying no fruit
on the street.
No, no, that's different.
Farmer's market is the street.
It'd be next to the train station, bro. It'd be like at a bus stop. Like
you smell piss.
Yeah, I'm like,
if you can smell piss while you're looking at the fruit,
right? Farmer's market fruit is different. You know, they brought that straight from the tree.
What do you think, dude? Got this from?
I don't know where they trucks. They're from New York. Comes off. Trucks.
But it makes sense to be at the train station because that's where there's a high population
no,
of traffic.
That's a lot of foot
they
traffic.
Have persimmon
make,
on the truck.
That makes sense.
Where does this come from? Because there's not enough trees in New York for me to be like, oh, this is where we're going to get some good fruit.
Well, of course not. but it's in all
seriousness, though, Sabrina's always said fruit on the East Coast is better.
Of
so
course.
You probably missed out on some good ass fruit.
I could have because you know why it could be?
Bougie.
Yeah. But you know, I could be though because Miami's closer, and they probably get a lot of their tropical fruit from Miami.
And they
Miami.
Got so many, you know, Caribbean people in New York
who know what it
they
is.
They be having big ass avocados. Mm. You missed out.
It
I
has to
did.
Be good if you have the confidence to sell it on the street corner like a dope dealer.
East Coast
be
fruit
good.
Is better.
I didn't taste it. So I can't say, I can't deny, I can't confirm or deny.
He got real.
I feel like as like, a real fruity that you should really be like,
bro,
as a fruit,
just, that's what made me be like, I don't
as
like this.
As a real fruity,
as a fruit,
you,
should
really
know.
Be like, I'll try fruit all over.
So next to Timberland boots, but I just wanted. I want some flip flops. The fruits will be sold next to flip flops.
But you can't be a fruit expert if you don't try and fruit everywhere.
That's who has a good fruit. Birkenstocks and flip flops.
You're a guy that people look to about fruit.
You guys are right. You're not
so
wrong.
So you have just, to take those chances.
I do
chances.
Have to take the chance and risk it. It's like eating a cockroach fruit? Or something. It's like you in Thailand, you got to eat some roaches.
You got to do it.
You got to do it.
If I had thick skin,
yeah.
I would have been more comfortable eating it because if it was like a fruit where I eat the skin, I'd have been like, nah, I'm good. But like... You got to cut into the dragon fruit.
It was
and
apples.
And the skin is thick, so you got
I'm not
protection.
Eating no apple.
It was apples. No, apples, plums, nectarine.
And he's too thin.
Yeah, because I eat the skin. Like, I eat everything.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Dragon you know how people fruit, be I, eating yeah. chicken down to the goddamn molecule?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's me with certain fruit.
Yeah.
Like, I just go all in. Like, a plum, I just put it all in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Suck on that until it's just the seed left and spit it out.
You bit the dragon fruit skin?
No, never. I just cut it in half and get the spoon.
Scoop
just,
in there,
scoop it up. Yeah, I had some yesterday.
Tony, don't get the pause for all that. Y'all be pausing me for less.
Scooping the dragon fruit.
When I'm sucking the nut out and just
sucking
the
nut out.
I was like,
Cameron and Mace would never let me do that.
I didn't say way less.
It's like, I just pop it in and leave
it
in
the whole
nut.
Whoa, wait, what?
Like, no suck it down to the
nut.
Wait, did I say nut?
No, I didn't hear
him say nut, bro.
He said seed.
That's pause.
You suck.
Putting the whole thing. Spit the seeds out.
Spit the seeds and seeds.
So, man, we can't suck nothing in our mouth.
Not the whole
not
thing.
Spit the seeds out.
Why can't we suck nothing down?
You hush. That's what you said yesterday.
Suck nothing down is bad funny.
What did DC say yesterday? Why can't we just suck nothing down without being
sucked
down? Yeah,
suck it down.
That's what we're doing.
No, you can't suck it down.
We're sucking it down. I mean, you're right. You suck
it down.
But why can't we own it as men? Like,
I'll say whatever.
Yeah.
And say press play. But,
yeah, I'm just sucking it
but
down.
But I get the pause as well.
I was just like, well, that was probably the most pause worthy thing I've ever heard Tony say.
Look at me.
You could have came in with
I mean, you could have did it.
I was just like, nobody.
Why are you waiting?
Well, because I was really like,
I didn't.
This is wild.
Like,
nobody's gonna say.
I heard him, but he kept going to the dragon fruit and scoop. It went right back.
But usually, there's like a pause or something. I'll definitely look at Craig.
It's gonna be Craig's job. Craig went on his job.
Pause button.
I couldn't do it because I just made a whole video about I'm tired of niggas doing it. So I would have been a hypocrite if I did.
Yeah, I just said.
Yeah, I couldn't have did it. Yeah. So I just gotta let it ride.
I never do it.
Tony could have said it. You ever had the juice busting your eyes? I'd just been like.
That's why I said I was just like, oh, nothing here, huh?
I love fruit, so I was all in. I agree.
Yeah, of course.
I throw the plums
down.
When
I said it, I wasn't thinking nothing of it.
Of course
I was
not.
Like, man, suck it down. Goddamn seed in my mouth.
We said
sucking
it all mouth.
Have you seen all the football interviews with all the players saying Paul, especially like in college?
That should be fun.
They're all just like.
Man. Because they say defense so much, but they say D. So yeah, the D was hard.
The D was hard. They did their thing. You know what I'm saying? We had to take it straight to the D.
Because they know. They know. Like,
the internet.
They're not thinking about the interviewers because they mostly white. What do they mean? But like when they get back to that locker room,
yo, you just the D was hard.
You could be shredded.
They had good D on us all night, but you know what? We came through. We penetrated the right way.
Penetrated.
Football's got some gay terms.
Yeah, for sure. Sports is mad.
You
got
to penetrate the D.
Pause.
Sports is like I thought about that the other day. Like why? Why are you hitting me on the butt?
Yeah.
When tough. Why is this happening?
Game,
time has changed though. We got it.
When is this happening?
I understand it was like because old people still walk into a locker room butt ass naked and they balls and all be hanging. I'm like, when is that gonna transition?
I have them at 24-hour fitness. You're not even a real athlete.
Like, right.
Butt naked.
What do you know?
You're like, come on,
my thing is this, you don't have to do it.
Don't.
Yeah.
I feel like there's options. Coming around the corner. From the gym part. I'm like, wait, was you just on the main floor?
Why are you
like
naked?
Just get off the treadmill.
What the fuck is going naked? On?
Swinging. Just be naked.
You walked into the locker room naked. Wait.
When'd you start taking them off?
Right. God damn, dog.
They be naked. And every time I'm in there, all I can think about is King of Queens. When he bent over in front of Doug, and he's like, it's gravity, Douglas, and it's coming for you.
Doug peaked.
He shouldn't have peaked. That's his fault.
He's like,
But yeah, the nudity in male locker rooms is just too much.
Yeah.
It's just why you doing
I'm still in a towel around, take my shorts off.
Yeah,
I've never showered at the gym.
I have, because if I have to rush,
I'm
going somewhere.
Go home crusty.
But my thing is, too, it's like, I'm not even doing it for my own, I know you don't want to see this.
Yeah. It's respect.
So, like, don't nobody want to see this.
It's respect, bro.
Yeah.
Them old dudes is like, Roman.
In my day.
And you putting on socks naked? Bent over? Nobody wants to see this.
I'm going to go socks first.
Draws first.
They will
first.
Put a shirt on. Then you no can chill. Bottom.
Yeah.
Like,
once you got the drawers on, it's once fair game.
Once you got the drawers on, you're chilling.
You're chilling. Post it up.
That should be the first
And that's not
business.
Hard to do.
It's no, not.
Put I'll put my on. Drawers on in the shower right. part. My drawers is wet. I got wet drawers just so I can secure the package.
They be sitting there nuts on the
this.
Bench.
She be like, I'll be walking around that corner. I'll be like,
come on, dog.
It, man.
I wonder if they do that in the women's locker rooms.
Women always naked. Yeah, women always naked.
Oh, for real?
Oh, for real? They be naked for no reason.
But I think I heard a woman say that they're not as comfortable. It's really? Not like free. Not like it's not like as free as we would think it would be.
I thought it was. More
I heard it was.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was. Because
you know, women
just be naked.
Shit.
Yeah.
Is it so
like your friends?
But ladies, like, how are you in the locker room? Is it easier to? Is there more freedom?
All right.
More freedom in the locker room?
I heard they'd be.
Is
out
it
here
big
just...
nudity in the women's locker room? Do y'all be tripping?
Because even when women be in front of dudes, sometimes they'd be like, "It's just tits." I'd be like, "Is it?"
Mm-hmm. If it's just tits, let me see.
Right.
If it's just tits.
I had a girl
tits.
Tell me before. She was like, "Did your pockets are fat?" I said, "Don't you ever disrespect
me. Show
titties.
Me the pockets
don't
of
you
fat.
Ever
right. Show me your pockets are fat right
Nana
now.
Nana P, absolutely not. I'm not
women
naked like
be
that.
Naked,
no
but I don't like to be.
Okay.
Are they older women, like these old dudes? Because it usually be, I don't see younger dudes be naked in there. It's always the old dudes.
The old dudes just be.
Why you sound like you be looking? Be like,
no,
the
like
young
it happens
dudes.
All it the time. Dude, it is a bro. Daily thing. You walk in the gym,
I'm not
boss.
Naked in the gym room.
I'll be like, if they'll come by me, if their locker's by me and they're naked, I'll be like, let me get out your way. No, you're good. No,
no,
I'm
yeah,
not
no
good.
Let me
not
get out,
not
out, of
way,
out of
your way, bro.
I've never seen nakedness.
And don't have a conversation with me naked.
I don't want to talk to you, bro.
Be naked or naked.
Did you see the game?
Yeah, some of them sitting there for too long. You're like, why don't you just get in and get out?
And let the balls breathe, bro.
They ain't got shit to do.
Man, titties are always exciting to me.
Every time.
Even 80-year-olds?
Every time.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if
an 80-year-old titty
intact,
pop out, I'm looking.
I still want to see.
If they still intact.
Even if I just want to see how long it hangs.
Snap.
I'm just the curiosity
titties
of a titty.
Are always
I've seen
exciting.
Some 80-year-old ninny jugs.
Boy. I don't ever want to lose that. I don't want to ever get to a place where...
You seen one, you seen them all.
Women yeah. nudity, I don't ever want to be numb to it.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever will.
I don't ever want to be like, oh, you're naked and it's nothing. I want to be like, yo.
Like a little kid, no matter how many times I've seen it.
Your shirt is off. Your shirt is off. What are you doing?
It's the same way I feel about cheesecake.
Cheesecake is exciting.
Every time I go like, this is beautiful.
If I wasn't eating the way I eat, man. I'd be like Chaz with the cheesecake. I'd be on the cheesecake tour with you.
Oh, yeah.
You
Chaz can make, be on it. Chaz can introduce me to cheesecake.
When I go somewhere
go across the country
and it's something new.
Best cheesecakes.
I go like, oh, what is this?
That could be content.
It this sucks that, like, having to care about it. I want to just eat.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God.
Everything.
My God.
Like, I just want to, like, when I be in cities, I just be like, I just want nothing but bullshit.
Me, yeah.
That's it.
That's all I ever want.
And then, but you can't even, I mean, you can, but you know, the consequences of it all. Like, I can't even, if I do a full day of like fried food, my face be like, okay, this is what we doing. Yeah. Pimple City. And I'd be like, damn it, but it was delicious.
Face would be destroyed.
Destroyed.
Yeah.
I'd be looking at fried chicken like, there was a, what's the fried chicken sandwiches, the hot Nashville?
Oh, I still fucking know that.
I can't. I already know what's gonna happen.
Yeah. But I just have to do it to like, all right, I can't even do cheat days anymore. I can do this one meal, and then that's it.
For how long, though?
I gotta give it a couple days.
Oh, okay.
I can't do, if I do back-to-back, I'm gonna break out.
Oh. I've had a good skin run. I was like, I can't blow it now.
Yeah, it's too
I don't even remember your skin being bad.
I don't eat fried foods often. If I dig in, every once in a while, I'll get like a big-ass neck one. I'm like, does one of these pop out or up here?
And then, hurt.
Mine all happen in the same places already.
Yeah, mine, I'll get like the eye next to the eye. You gotta
damn it, but food is just—it's
amazing.
Like I'll be up late at night scrolling Instagram and them food.
They be cooking some different stuff.
Like, come on, bro.
My saved Instagram post.
pure food film.
Just to watch it, too.
It's powder, man. Like, it's ridiculous.
Mine's in a different city. I got it categorized.
Man, when if I you go look back. At my saves, like, initially it started out like random stuff.
It started out.
it was like random stuff. Yeah. It was like, you know, somebody posted a music piece that I like or whatever. And then now, it's just food, it's food. Central.
The chefs, they be cooking different now, bro. Stuff, yeah, bro.
And Instagram is the worst because when you in these cities, you can see like, remember you used to look up for a place to eat and all you can see was reviews.
Yeah.
Now you can go to their page and look at, me and Cotty ended up at that video I posted in Vegas, the fries I got with my brother.
What was it called again?
Sausalito or whatever it is. I went back when Cotty came into town. Oh, we went again. We went three times. Mm. Because they was doing bacon wrap burritos on top of tater tots.
I be following Keith Lee. Whatever he be saying, he's on point with his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just know the neighborhoods he be. Oh, wait, that's not the dude out here. No.
Oh, you talking about LA track guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I be following homie.
I be looking like, I know that neighborhood. Nope. Nope, he must have went early.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where you get the good food.
Sometimes.
I want my life.
Yeah. You got to risk your life sometimes.
You got to go in there, yeah.
I'll go. Don't go over there. I'm going.
You know what's crazy? If you didn't watch the videos or people who say don't go over there, you wouldn't really know. Like, I just recently saw this video that said places you can't eat in L.A.
because
it's too hood. But I was like, I eat there all the time when I was staying at my grandpa's house. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think nothing of it. I'm just like, let's go down the street and get something to eat. All right.
Well, they knew your grandpa. Now, to drive from over here over there, it's like, who this is?
L.A. has deceptive hoods, though. Like, it'll feel dangerous.
Yeah.
What's crazy is when white folks will risk it all and be in that.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
Yes. This is my favorite location.
Straight bullet holes on the window.
Hi, have you tried it here?
Talking to your
my
line.
Favorite location.
Meanwhile, the hood nigga though, not looking at that. They looking at me like, where you from? Right. Where you from?
Nah, if it got the little gate with the window, bulletproof window, and all, I'm like, for food?
Yeah, it's going to be delicious, though. Mm-hmm.
They got it. And then when we open the door, they just pass it down that window.
customer service never really great.
No,
you know what it is. Yeah,
I'm trying to survive.
Yep.
But it don't be bad. Though.
Don't be bad. Just be them.
Yeah. Like, it's a Jamaican spot I go to, and bruh is like Jamaican gold ones. Wagwan. You walk in, rude as hell, but it's like I never feel like he's being mean.
Is what it is.
He's just rude, but it's not like if I take too long on my order, he'd be like, brother. But it never feels like
make a decision. Yeah.
You're right, my bad.
You know what I mean? Like,
make a decision.
Like, stale. That's not stale.
You gearing up a question, he just walk off, man. Look at make up your mind.
We walked in Everton Jones before you get a word out there. It's like, we ain't got no links, we ain't got no ribs, and we ain't got no greens.
What the fuck you got?
Right.
And you just order whatever it is. Chicken. You're like, I'll take the chicken.
But if I go to a barbecue and all you have is chicken, I'm out. I ain't come for the chicken. Barbecue chicken is the
good.
But it's the worst thing of the barbecue. Like, chicken, you come for links, brisket, ribs, everything else before
chicken
the chicken. Like, that's the bottom when it comes to barbecue.
Chicken
is
your own chicken.
Barbecue chicken is very popular, man.
But it's bottom tier
when it comes to barbecue.
Yeah. You think of barbecue, you like ribs.
You go on brisket, tri-tip, ribs, all that stuff before chicken. Chicken's a basic.
Yeah.
Chicken's higher on my list than most of those things.
It's like
a sausage link.
Rib,
sausage, and then chicken. But I don't do briskets. I don't do anything like
tri-tips.
That.
Brisket?
Yeah, I don't do tri-tips.
Mm. All right, hurry up, do this.
Yeah. Speaking of food. Yeah.
We had mad layups. You just waiting.
I got into it. We started talking about food. I was like, nigga.
Nigga, we own food. I've been watching that clock.
Right. With HelloFresh, you get fresh farm, pre-portioned ingredients, and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. Mm. That's why it's America's number one, still number one, meal kit.
Michigan.
As y'all know, we all use it. We
get it.
We like it. I would make HelloFresh before I order barbecue chicken from a place. I tell you that much, Chaz. whether your resolution is to save
Fresh
money,
is delicious. I get it.
It is. It is. Eat better or stress less. HelloFresh is here to help you do all three. Say hello to your most delicious year yet with fresh ingredients and chef crafted recipes at a price you'll like. Ooh, prices. Mm-hmm. Deliver right to your door. Each HelloFresh box is packed with a farm fresh ingredients and everything is pre-portioned. They already do the seasoning for you, how much everything you need. You can play with it if you want to, but it's all there for you. Some of them take 15 minutes. Knock it out. You don't go to the store. You don't do none of that. You don't have to think. Most of the time we spend cooking is thinking about what we want. The meal's already there for you. You're like, well, hell, I'll just make this right here. I love it. I make it for the kids. I make it for me. It's very easy. You guys have tried it. You loved it. And if those of you who haven't,
go to HelloFresh.com/issuesfree. Use the code issuesfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while the subscription is active. Okay. Remember, the subscription has to be active. You can't be canceling and be like, where my free stuff? Well, you ain't here no more. All right, so that's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/issuesfree with the code issuesfree.
Man,
that's a deal.
That's
Brandon.
A good time.
That's a hell of a
deal.
You
gotta be a damn fool not to get that.
Yeah.
Deal,
you gotta be a Washington State fan. That's
it. Washington State catching a straight for no reason.
Washington.
How long are we gonna have to deal with this?
Just another week. This is it. Next week, we'll
have your
fun. Yeah. Thank you, Tony.
Speaking of strays, let's talk about the elephant in the room, guys.
Oh, yeah. I figured that was going to come.
Oh,
up.
I was like,
what's going on? The Cat Williams.
Wait,
cat,
when I went, you said strays, I was like, you got another cat?
No,
it's cats. I went right to cat.
Did all y'all watch the interview?
No.
Yeah.
Y'all know I didn't watch the whole 3 hours.
No. I watched all three hours.
I didn't watch
it.
I saw the clip.
It was 2 hours. I saw the highlights.
It was an easy 3 hours. Felt like 45 minutes.
I sports centered it. I just saw the highlights.
Yeah.
A lot of it I heard before. He's done it on the.
That's what I'm saying. He's done. That's why I didn't know why it hit so hard this time.
It was all in one.
He said all this stuff before.
He sat. It was all in one. He immediately set it off. Immediately.
Yeah.
He didn't waste any time.
He wasted zero time.
Did Shannon ask him a question first?
Shannon barely had a chance to ask him anything. Mm. He just went in Ricky Smiley first. And then.
Dang.
Then boop, 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 boop,
hey.
Boop, boop, boop.
And you said Ricky Smiley stole jokes from him?
No. Ricky Smiley has said that he was supposed to play Money Mike in Friday After Next.
Oh, okay.
And that...
I saw Cube's response to that.
Yeah.
I saw when he clarified.
The truth was that Ricky Smiley auditioned for Money Mike first. Mm-hmm. And then he ended up in the Santa Claus role.
Right.
And then... but Cat felt like he was creating the narrative that he stole the role.
But Ricky never said that.
No, Cat felt disrespected that he felt like the role was Ricky Smiley's and then Cat stole it. Mm.
I didn't get that impression at all.
That's why he was coming in.
Because didn't
hot.
Ricky say Cat was better for the role?
Yeah, he said he just auditioned for it. He's like, I auditioned for it.
He said, I was originally supposed to play...
You originally wanted
Money
to
Mike.
Money. But even but
that doesn't mean, just because you auditioned for something doesn't mean you're originally supposed to play it.
But even if you say, I was originally supposed to play it and this person did it better, that's not a stole. That's just.
But originally supposed to play
originally
it.
Originally supposed
is
to play
heavy.
Means you had the role.
You had the role. You never had the role.
Yeah. I didn't take it bad, though.
You're supposed to say, I auditioned for this. Yeah. I didn't get it. Yeah. And Kat did it.
You could be like, I went in for Money Mike.
Boom. Simple as that.
And then, you know, but Mike, I mean, Kat came.
I mean, you weren't meeting Kat in that role.
No. Nobody would. No.
He was made for that.
But would y'all consider that a steal or just somebody did it better and you got a different part?
Like, definitely not a steal.
Definitely not a steal. It's just how he phrased it.
Yeah.
And if you already like Cat, were you aiming at anybody that's ever going to
mention your name,
anything about you? You know, that could be a trigger for him, and I think that's what it was.
No, yeah.
I don't think it was a disrespect either.
I wouldn't have took it like that.
I don't think it was disrespectful, but I think he could have worded it differently. Because he made it seem like he had the role, and he didn't get the role. Mm. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I was supposed to be that.
Right.
Or Cat did something.
Had I been that, I probably would be.
I like that Ice Cube cleared it up, but he also cleared up, I didn't have no rape scene in that movie.
He also said that.
Yeah.
He was like, because he equated it to, like, I don't do rape scenes. People was like, the Players Club. He was like, but I didn't shoot that rape scene in that movie. Mm-hmm. Completely different two types of movies, but sure. It was like, so I wonder, even though they weren't going to film the rape, were they going to allude to it?
Yeah.
They did.
But according to, they
alluded to the rape.
What he was trying to do to Money Mike.
He got him.
No,
he
said Players Club.
Oh, yeah. Players Club.
Yeah. That was. But in Friday After Next, I wonder if. In the script, it was like he was gonna get him in that bathroom. Cause even still, when you watch Friday After Next, he ended up chasing Money Mike through the streets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the last we see of them, right? Because he had Damon by the nuts with a vice grip the whole time.
And let him go.
Once he got loose, he was chasing him through the community, and then they run off into the night. So that could...
Or Cat was asleep. Remember, he had to put water on him.
Yeah.
A lot of times when it comes to, like...
No, that he's... Because remember he said, I like my fish alive. Oh, yeah, he didn't want to do it while he was asleep.
Oh, okay.
He wanted to be awake.
I love like a fish squirmy, wet and squirmy.
Oh man.
You woke that nigga up to rape?
Yeah.
Oh, not a piece said oh, Ricky Lord. Said they switched their roles and that was not true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah. So
y'all know how I feel about it. I'm like, once there's lies mixed in with the truth,
everything gets murky.
Everything's murky from that.
So it's like everybody also
because there's certain stuff that I knew that I know for a fact was a lie in there.
Yeah,
that I, you know what I mean. So I was like, I was there around and I saw that with my own eyes. So
but people also have their own like point of views of what happened, you know. And it was 20 years ago, also.
Yeah, but you can't speak on just because it's a long time ago. You can't present it as facts.
But your perspective is your perspective. And I'm glad Ice Cube cleared it up, because even Ricky Smiley might be like, you know, he might have said that, like, when you say it like that, then sure.
Yeah.
But his perspective at the time might have been, that's how he felt. That's what he thought.
He probably felt like, I'm sure he was approached by Cube and them.
I want you to come read for this. Yeah.
Right. Come read for this. We want you to come read for this role, Money Mike, we got going for Friday after next. And in his mind, he's like, oh, they want me to, you know, they wrote this for me. You know, which wasn't the case. They were still like looking,
right?
And so
possibly. And I mean, I'm just saying that's the way he could have took it,
right? Yeah.
Which I'm like, I'm not mad at him if that's how,
right?
You know, he might have said it and it might have came off wrong, but his perspective.
Like, I feel like, I don't think it was disrespectful though.
Right? I don't think so either.
I feel like most of this stuff isn't a big deal. It's just niggas make it hot. They just make it an aggressive thing, and then you know people are messy and they love it, so they just ride with it.
Cat tour about to be stupid, dog.
Yeah, his ticket sales went up 70%.
Yep.
They went up 70%.
Yeah. Did what it was supposed to do.
I knew that.
Yeah. That was great marketing, bro.
It wasn't doing what it was doing.
People just weren't
really hearing about it. He's been touring for quite some time.
For sure.
We weren't hearing about it.
I knew
about the Dark Matter tour,
right?
Because even he said in the interview, he was just like, I don't have to do promo for my shows. People just show up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, because that moment hit me. I was like, that's the dream for me.
Right.
Is to where I just got a tour and I don't have to be like, come to my city.
Right.
Two more shows tonight. One of them's selling out. I got to take it all the way to the finish line in certain cities. So it's just like, man. So that moment. And so now... and I knew ticket sales was going to rise because...
It's crazy.
But I never knew... what the numbers were looking like before. Ew. Because,
they could have been light, bro.
I don't know. The only way I would know is if I asked, like, Pretty Ricky or Takara
on the tour, was it?
And you know.
Was this arena filled?
Yeah. And so so now, just like, damn.
It will be now.
Oh, it's
100%.
I just wonder if he's going to talk about that while... Now that everybody's coming to hear more, if he's going to go
probably
further
not.
Into it.
He might.
Money already in the bag.
Yeah. It was a market.
He ain't got nothing to lose. Why not?
But for what?
That's what they came to hear.
Well, he's super talented.
He got it, no question. Yeah. Very talented.
And the thing, let me ask y'all this. And I asked people this on my stream last night while I was playing Call of Duty. And for you in the chat's worth, was Friday After Next your introduction to Cat Williams?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's when Money Mike started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when everybody's ringtone was Money Mike.
I didn't know who he was.
I came up in the Bay Area comedy scene.
Yeah.
And through my pops, I would see him through Rodney Perry and them. They were bringing him there.
Okay.
Cat in the Hat. So I would see like little flyers and stuff.
Okay.
But I would say I didn't know when I seen him on Friday. I didn't put that together.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is who they was talking about.
Oh, you didn't know the same guy.
Yeah, I know the same girl. Yeah, because I never been to a comedy
I knew
show.
Money Mike. Yeah. I didn't know Cat Williams at that time.
Gotcha.
I thought his name was Money Mike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was either that or Wild 'N Out.
Wild 'N Out was after.
Way later.
Because he had already did Pimp Chronicles by the time Wild 'N Out came out.
Some people saying Comic View was there.
Back in Michigan.
Yeah. I think I had stopped watching Comic View by then.
Yeah. I turned my back on Comic View.
Yeah.
Because it was just.
We all did.
It was too much on that stage in New Orleans. It was women sitting on the stage in the background. I'm looking at the women.
Right. It was them blending people doing the same joke and starting it, then somebody else doing the middle, then someone else. And I was like, you had three comics do the same joke and nobody said nothing?
Right. And they would just blend that. They would just blend that into the compilation,
like a DJ, like
scratching the mix. Everybody did the same joke. Comedy put it all together. Right. And they got people in the kitchen. What's her name? And the kitchen set up. Like, what are y'all doing,
Raven Arda, Raven Arda.
It was just a full production. I'm just like, all right, Comedy View. It was always like, get your laugh on.
Right.
Get your laugh on. I'm like, I'm turning this shit off.
It should have just been just comedy.
Yeah. And so that's when they lost me. So probably when Cat Williams was killing on there, I probably already sailed into whatever I was watching.
I don't even remember watching a set of his on Comic View.
I've never seen it.
I didn't know. You talking about Jamario?
I remember Scruncho on there. Yeah.
I remember.
Shucky-ducky
hamburger.
I remember Scruncho did this Kool-Aid joke about, I'll never forget it, because me and my dad fell out because he did a joke about thug niggas taking pictures at like JCPenney or whatever. But he did this one pose where he kept his face straight, but the pose was gay as hell. But man, we could not stop laughing. The way he looked, we could not stop laughing.
Who was that?
Scruncho.
Oh, Scruncho.
I bet people in L.A. knew about Cat because he had that room.
Yeah.
What was it called? Hollywood Park Casino? He would host there.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
And I think that was before Friday. And they said that room was hot.
Well, like, you know, once you see a comedian in a movie, they've been doing it for a long time. We just coming in. Like,
right.
He toured with Damon for a while, too.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
And he did Wife and Kids.
Yeah, I remember on Wife and Kids.
I wrote those two episodes.
Of course, Craig. Yeah. Don't talk your shit.
Had my ear to the street. Craig, I was like, that dude's hilarious. Come on, Bobby Shaw.
But yeah, so I missed a lot of Comic View people. Like, when I think of Comic View, the people that come to mind for me, Cedric, Bruce, Arnaz J. Mm-hmm. Those three.
Some more, Gary Owen.
DL.
DL, I think of Def Jam.
Quake.
Yeah. Def Jam, I
think
watched.
DL used to host Comic View.
Yeah, he probably did. But like, the Comic View comedians, it was like those three for me. Because I don't remember Cedric on Def Jam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Arnaz J, Cedric, Bruce, it was like,
yeah.
That made me think of Comic View.
Yeah, they actually Quake.
And what's his name used to kill me on Comic View, too? What's my man? From Breaking Bad.
Oh. Lavelle Crawford.
Lavelle used to kill me on Comic View.
They actually got their careers off Comic
View. Oh, Comic View.
For sure.
I feel like it's Def Jam, then Comic View.
Oh, for sure.
In terms of like platform, touring, comedians on. Yeah. 100%.
Mm-hmm. The thing that bugs me the most about the whole Cat Williams drama, drama crap aside, is the audience.
Oh my god!
And them being like, well, everybody. One thing that's bugging me big time. They're like, everybody steals, and I'm like, no, the fuck,
they don't understand how serious it is.
No, they don't.
Said everybody
get
steals?
Beat the, up all
the people
stealing.
In the comments, they're like, well, everybody borrows. Like, everybody's no, we fuck, we don't.
Yeah,
there's people that will show up to the club to see you perform it so they could beat your ass.
Right.
They don't know what y'all talking about.
They never know what they're talking about.
The average fan thinks
like,
it's okay.
Sit this out, Tony. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Who said sit you? Who said you sit this
people.
Out?
The comments. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's wild.
Really?
The comment sections of these things, they're talking with so much like matter of fact, and they don't know shit.
They don't know a damn thing.
They don't know shit. And they talk, and they're so... And then the reason why I was saying, we were talking about in the group chat, while I was saying like, I would never respond because it does not matter. Once a fan goes into full fanatic and they're obsessed with this person, your people gonna ride with you and their people gonna ride with them, and that's just it. You ain't swaying nobody. You ain't gonna change nobody's mind. It's people who, let's say people came back at Cat with facts.
Oh, yeah.
His fans wouldn't give a shit.
No. They don't care.
They'd be like, you lying. We don't believe you, blah, blah. And other people's fans would be like, we rock with you. And that's just what it is.
That's
and then people,
is.
People love drama so much. They just want to believe anything anyway and ride with shit. Like, we're around this. We know stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they be talking like they know. And I'm like, I be watching certain comments. I'm like, y'all don't know shit. You don't know what happened in this situation. You don't know. What are you talking about?
Even to the fact of the Cedric Cat joke that they were battling about. Even if Cat did it on Comedy View the year before and said did it the year later on the Kings of Comedy tour, he's probably been working
that joke. People don't know he worked these jokes
for
years.
6, 7, 8 years before he would do it in a comedy special.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Cedric said. He's like, I had the joke.
Yeah.
But
I know he didn't. I know for a fact he didn't. Well, not for a fact, but I know he didn't just do that
that night.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I seen this last month. I'm going to close with it. Yeah.
Otherwise, that was crisp.
but the people in their minds, like, see, right. Ain't nobody. Here's what they running with tough in the conversation. I'm going to tell y'all everything that they keep saying. Everybody responding, it must be true.
Right, which doesn't make any sense.
Ain't nobody saying he lying. They always say that. It was a clip of Tiffany Haddish responding to Cat Williams that said she wasn't at the Comedy Store. She was at the Laugh Factory, talking about Guy Tori's documentary about Fat Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
They got Tiffany on there. She was at the Laugh Factory. And Tiffany, there's a clip of her on stage, like, I was there. I was there, you know, I was there on Black Nights or whatever.
Yeah.
People in the comment section, like, see, Kat was telling the truth. I was like, no, she just
they don't care.
Corrected. And I know for a fact Tiffany was at the Comedy Store because I was on the same shows
with
Tiffany Haddish. And I would be at open mic
at the Comedy
Store with Tiffany Haddish.
They also understand that there's different rooms in the Comedy Store. So you may not be in the main room, but you may be in the belly room.
You're not going to be on Big White Night. You're going to be on Tripping on Tuesday, Fat Tuesday, whatever.
Crack them up Thursday.
Crack them up. And so, but people don't know what they're talking about.
They don't know what
they're
talking about.
Yo, stand-up comedy is segregated. No, it's not. Why are you bringing race in there?
Yeah, so I was just like, it is.
I was just like,
after you delivered a man, fuck you.
That's why I didn't.
It's just like.
That's why I didn't go back. Because I was just like, y'all don't know what the hell you're talking about. Like, you don't know.
But that also could be Kat's truth because he was in the big room when she was in the small room.
Right.
So maybe he never went up to check her.
Right. That's what they say. He said. He just said he didn't see her. So they start playing semantics with that. He just said he didn't see her, so he's telling the truth. But when you say things a certain way, it creates a narrative to where it's just like what Kat was mad about with Ricky Smiley and how he said what he said about the Friday role. It's the same thing. Now you paint the picture like Tiffany was never at the Comedy Store. She was only at the Laugh Factory, which is not true.
And it's different between saying I didn't see her to she wasn't there. You know what I mean? Like, he was saying she wasn't there.
Yeah. But he didn't clarify. He didn't say, I never saw her up there.
Right. Was like, she wasn't up there.
Yeah. That's how people are going
to
read it.
You're supposed to say, I didn't see her.
Yeah.
Why was that important for Kat to say?
He was just saying anything that anybody said about him, that was his, shot back at everybody.
People were just, and then people don't understand too, it's like, you know, comedians and people do this. Comedians, you can tell a truth and lie at the same time. You can, I mean, people do it on stage all the time. Like, this joke is based in 70% truth, and then 20% I elaborated a little bit, and 10% is just a flat out lie. Like, it's just, this did not happen, you know? And like, people, he's an entertainer. Like, and they're just gonna be like, nah.
It's a school fight right now. Everybody's just taking one side. Like,
and I'm like, why?
Oh, what you going to shoot?
And this was crazy about, like, this was making me laugh. It's like, I'm still fans of every single person that's fighting. I grew up on all of them. They're all hilarious. And they were all nice to me. So I'm not going to sit up here and be like, so-and-so did this
pick
and so-and-so
side,
did. It's like, no, when I met this motherfucker, he was nice. When I met this dude, he was cool. So that's their problem. But these niggas is 20 years older. I ain't got shit to do with it. Like, that ain't got, you know, but...
But if you don't sound like you picking a solid side, if you say anything neutral or to the contrary of, Tony want to wear a dress.
Yeah. And it's
like, that's what they say.
Yeah,
they're
where
like,
you getting
they say Tony want to wear a dress so
this
bad.
This Cat Williams like, thing, I've got called a sellout just for making the joke.
Man.
I'm like, y'all are wild. Like, it's so funny.
Hey, when me and Tony were roommates, he had mad dresses at his house. Mad dress. I was like, why do you got so many dresses in
just
here?
When Hollywood come calling,
the comment sections have been wild.
That cast are wild,
because it just be corn muffin city.
Yeah,
and it's just like, do y'all even know what y'all talking about?
No, they don't.
And so you could just tell that they have chosen a side, and they just have a vendetta. So it's like when. And Steve is an easy target because he doesn't really talk much outside. He doesn't really talk about, comedy or whatever. He just
nigga on his yacht.
18 million projects that he's doing.
In his trying to find
his
daughter.
You know, Kat been firing at Kevin Hart for years now.
For years.
He been
somebody just
shots.
Posted a sketch of them together.
Yeah,
man,
they
like, weren't
together
y'all,
before,
y'all,
but
he's
been just
this?
Taking shots at Kevin Hart
what's
for mad long.
What's his main beef with Kev, though?
They've been having a back and forth for a minute.
But like, what, like, is it just because of like tour dates and selling and being the biggest comedian? Or
so I watched a video. It was a comedy hype video, but it's 3 years old. Mm-hmm. So they talk about the history of Cat Williams and Kevin Hart and what it basically is. Because in the interview with Shannon Sharp, he called Kevin Hart an industry plant. Mm-hmm. So because he was like, man. Because he was talking about the Rock Hart documentary, like, mm-hmm. how you just working on the East Coast, but now you a Hollywood, staple or whatever. So paint that picture.
I feel like Kev's rise and fall and rise again is well documented.
It looks organic to me.
Yeah.
Because Kev, some people that don't know Kev's work, you might be like, man, he just blew up overnight. But no, you look at all these low-budget sure. projects.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's so many like low-budget projects that he's done mm-hmm. before he got the Fool's Gold mm-hmm. that
I remember them selling DVDs at Pepperbellies.
Did you say what?
I remember them selling DVDs at Pepperbellies. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's why I know someone was hustling.
Right.
And mm-hmm. coming up the organic way.
And if you know comedy, you know that it was like he was taking the steps to build up. Right.
And if you know the industry, they also have networks that look for comics and they have showcases where they'll see you.
Yeah, because he got his shit out to JFL, East Coast, right?
Or West Coast, they'll see you.
Right. Yeah.
I think Dave Attell hooked him up with his manager.
Yeah.
That's how he got all that.
That's how he hooked up with Dave Becky. And mm-hmm. so it was just like, but all of these things, even when he hooked up with Dave Becky, it still wasn't an instant. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So us being in the game of comedy, right. we see the organic rise of because
we
Kevin
follow
Hart.
It, we'd be like, oh, I'm doing this now.
I used to see that next. We used to see Kevin Hart every week at Chocolate Sundays until he disappeared, and he came back with 14 million Twitter followers. Yeah. And that was like the beginning. Mm-hmm. But we used to see him all the time. He would be around, and then he left for years, grinding.
After Soul Plane, and everybody teased him for Soul Plane.
Right.
He went back.
Soul Plane wasn't a books. Good look.
It sure was.
You know what I'm saying?
I love Soul Plane.
That didn't make him. And it was like, but I saw him on every platform that I saw Cat on.
Right.
When I saw Kevin Hart on Def Jam, this is like 2006-07, mm-hmm. where he had the green shirt on. I was like, yo, that's a dude from Soul Plane. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know about the stand-up he was doing before that. I just knew, oh, that's a dude from Soul Plane. And I watched his set, and it was mad funny. I was like, and this is the same time, I think Cat Williams had a set on that same season. Mm-hmm. And this is part of the season at the time where Cat was just like blowing up because he was killing on Wild'n Out. Mm-hmm. He killed on Def Jam. So it was like, and you were just seeing Cat everywhere.
And what was the special with the green suit?
Yeah, Pimp Chronicles.
Man, it was just classic. Like, yo, Cat Williams. Yeah. Dog. It was like, it was epic.
It was around that Dane Cook time. It was right after Dane Cook was finishing with his
show. It was epic. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, Cat Williams one of the funniest.
It was that guy.
Out here, man. Mm-hmm. Tough. And then, and then it just kind of slowed down on the visibility, like in the other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure he was still touring and doing the specials, but it was just like, I wasn't seeing him as much after that. But Kev was just
on that grind.
it was that, remember, Fool's Gold.
Fool's Gold.
Yeah, remember, that was supposed to be Cat Williams.
And that's where I think
it may have started. It started right there.
Because in that Comedy Hype video.
Yep.
That was Cat Williams' role, and
like his role.
They mentioned in the video that Cat couldn't go.
He couldn't
leave the country because he had a legal issue.
Yep, legal issue going on. Hollywood just wanted the next small black guy.
So once you come in, and take the role,
yep.
It's like, oh, you took my role. Mm-hmm. So I think I could be wrong, and I can't speak for Cat, but I think it's just a vendetta on that tip because people always be like, they talked about Cat first. They said he was on drugs and whatnot. When Kev finally said that, it was after Cat was picking at Kev for mad long.
Yeah, Kev always normally holds it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and doesn't say anything right away.
They talk shit in person. But,
yeah, I'm talking about to the public.
To the public, Kev was quiet.
Yeah.
He fired back when he was with Tiffany on The Breakfast Club. That's when he finally was like, yo,
what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah. But this was after Cat already did that video challenge where he was like, I'll challenge you.
The basketball.
I'll put up $5 million. he was coming at Kevin. It's documented.
Yeah. Right.
Like he was shooting at Kevin Tough before
via Twitter.
Did a public rebuttal. Yeah. And so, but people don't know this, and that's what pisses me off in the comment section. I'm like, do y'all even know?
Well, my thing is, y'all going back and digging up jokes from 20 years ago, but you can't find these interviews and these clips?
Right, these that's Twitter
shit,
right.
These shit that's out, that don't make
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
That don't make sense.
I thought him and Steve Harvey settled theirs already when they
no,
did
they did
that,
a challenge
that,
too the, in Detroit.
Yeah. Oh, Detroit. Yeah. yeah.
One went up after the other.
And they say Cat destroyed.
Well,
they
I believe
Cat
that.
Destroyed well, yeah. Steve Harvey.
So
Cat's hilarious.
He's so funny.
I also went with the audience too. The older, younger. Steve got the older audience now.
Yeah. Steve went up first and then he left and Cat went up and destroyed.
Yeah. I mean, Cat's it's funny. Top tier, dog. He's top
but
tier.
Steve did a set. Cat went up and did a battle.
This motherfucker like, thought that it was gonna
yeah.
be.
Yeah, he talked about it. Yeah. So so it's you know, when you gotta look at it, it's just I'll be seeing the vendetta in it. And I'll just be like, oh, there's a vendetta yeah. there. And so, but people and they're two different types of comedians. When you got Kevin Hart and Cat Williams, they just got two completely different styles. Mm-hmm. And so Cat's style is conspiracy theory, racism, hood mm-hmm. shit.
Yeah.
And that connects to people on a different level. Right. It's like, yo, he talking about the shit I thought about. He talking right. about shit I never even, I always wondered. So it's like a deeper connection. Kev is talking about his family, storytelling,
silly shit.
His life, animals, you know what I'm saying?
So it's like, yeah. Always an animal.
He stays away from politics. Right. He stays away from race. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a lot of people from the outside, they really can't connect with that. They can connect with your story, but yeah. it's like, if you're the type of comedian Cat is, they're going to have a deeper connection.
Right. Yeah.
They're going to be like, man, I knew it was something
yeah.
going on.
Yeah.
Right.
And so people are, that's why people are like super team Cat, no matter what. No. So now when they're dropping clips of the JB Smoove joke that...
Wait, what's your joke?
So JB Smoove had a joke on Def Jam where he comes out and he does the intro to the music. Woo, yeah. man, that song right
oh,
there.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
shit.
My shit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my shit. Play it again.
You can hear that song anywhere.
Yeah. And so Cat did that same thing on one of his specials.
He sure did.
He's
yeah.
like, that's my shit. So when people brought that to the forefront... It's a different song.
Oh, hell nah.
So now we go post-movie.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I'm like,
so this ain't cast.
Keep it same across
smooth.
The board.
Keep, yeah. the same.
Keep the same.
Keep
energy.
It same across
and,
the
and
board.
And give them grace of parallel thought. Sometimes you have a similar thought. We text each other all the time, by the way.
I got to ask.
I want to let you know, I got a bit, same bit about
I
this.
I will ask, have y'all heard something like this before? Because yeah. I don't watch a ton of stand-up anymore, but like you got to ask because there's so many things that are, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
might have the same thought as somebody.
Also, some of those type of jokes are just jokes to get the energy
right.
in the
sure,
room
right. sure.
Yeah. It's not necessarily their go-to joke.
Yeah, it's just like low-hanging fruit. Let me just right. do something real quick just to get the audience.
How many times
dare we say hacking?
Yeah.
Dare we say, you know?
How many times you see the guy, cut it off? Man, I do that anytime. Look, right. hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Power with the DJ.
That's just to get your feet wet.
And wait, somebody that time.
Kick it.
Yeah.
So, and then they were posting the clip of the stuttering bus driver joke that Bernie Mac
yeah.
did.
Who else had, wait,
kid,
who had that
kid one? Did it on Apollo.
Yeah. And so, but the people in the comment section was like, well, that's just an old joke. You know,
you got to have the same
like,
energy.
Because they love Bernie. So they
but
have
you
the
know Bernie same energy yeah. across the board. Theft is theft. That's
yeah.
that. My stance is theft is theft.
Right.
Yeah.
How you know the kid didn't steal it from Bernie?
Well, it was probably before.
Well, I mean, it was
I mean, Bernie's been out a long
Bernie.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah, Bernie been around since the 90s.
I don't
yeah.
know.
Oh, yeah.
But. You know, so but when you bring forth the evidence and everybody's like, man, I knew Cedric was a joke.
Right.
Look at this.
Well, that
keep the
bad.
Same energy when it's a comedian
right.
that you do love
right.
and they showing evidence. Keep the same
keep
energy.
It across, yeah, keep it fair.
And then,
the
but
board.
Then, but then don't automatically go to they all be stealing. It's like no.
Don't.
Sometimes you really just have a parallel thought, or a lot of times, even when it comes to stealing, what the audience doesn't know is a lot of times, especially when you get to a certain level, people have writers. And so the writers in the comedy clubs, and they might be jacking people,
yeah,
and then giving it to the headline. Headliner don't know. He just like, oh, this is good.
That's funny.
Yeah,
this is funny. I'll do this.
That
one.
Still falls on the comedian though.
It falls.
Yeah,
on the
it does.
Yeah, because you're supposed
you
to check your writers.
Yeah, it does.
Hey,
also,
don't be out there stealing shit.
Right.
Also, a lot of comedians don't watch other comedians
facts.
After they get to a certain point
yeah,
in their
facts.
Career. They're like, oh, I'm not watching.
Yeah,
I don't want nobody saying no shit.
It's
about
very
me
rare that I watch.
Joke.
I don't watch.
I don't be watching.
I listen, but I don't watch. I, you know.
Yeah.
Like if I'm headlining and I throw up comedians that just are around the city, I don't even watch. I just be in the green room.
Yeah.
There, like, just getting settled in or brushing
yeah.
my teeth or whatever.
So I'll be listening, but like, I asked B. Lou, how'd they do? How was it?
Yeah.
It was a, you know, cool, yeah. So it's just like, I don't know what's going on. But, and I know a lot of headliners are like that. They'd be like, I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
But I would prefer that we don't touch on the same topics.
Yeah.
I prefer like a fresh, you know, start. But if they just doing the quick 5 to 7, it's just like, all right, they just doing. But if me and the feature are too similar, I would prefer not to be too similar. Mm. Because it's like, damn, you know, we touching on the same stuff. So it's just like, all right, you know, regardless of, you know, what said is funny or whatever, it's just like, it's the same topics. I'd rather be fresh.
Yeah. Actually, so don't mind.
I get that.
It depends on how much of they do it.
Yeah.
How you know what much, I mean? Like, and, if you have a, and you're the doing takes.
10 minutes of on the same topic and this is, then I'll be like, yeah. But for the most part, I'll be like, if you just jabbing that shit, like Keenan.
Yeah, like if it's a quick touch, that's fine. But if it's like long periods, it's just like, I don't want to come out and read, you know.
And read the, long periods is what's different.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a quick hit, yeah.
Right.
From with Keenan, we had a song. I didn't even see Keenan's bit, but he was talking about, what's that group? This is how you the rock group.
Nickelback.
Yeah, and I was like, you guys, I said, damn, I do a Nickelback part too. He was like, you know what I mean? But we just probably just jab.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll see, if I see somebody touch on a topic I was going to do, I'll purposely do mine to show how different we can have viewpoints on.
Yeah.
And different, like I didn't plan on doing my vasectomy joke on your show.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw Tahir do his, I told Dion, I said, I'm going to do mine.
Yeah.
Because I want to show how different we can be on topics and where people can take, like, you know, like all that stuff. Because there's no new topics. So you either going to talk about your life or something topical and there's no new topics. So then it becomes a...
I think there are kind of new topics.
I mean, if you're doing...
Political.
Yeah, if you're doing the constant change and stuff. Like, but like everybody... I'm talking about general, like relationships aren't new. Everybody's been in a relationship. So if somebody... Because a lot of comics would be like, I got a relationship joke. Well, like, nigga, we all do.
You shouldn't.
We all have been in a relationship. So it's like, now I'm looking at what you did with it versus what I did or what this other person did. Because to me, that shows how good we all can be. Like, if you do something on buying shoes and Tony does something on buying shoes and y'all have two completely different jokes,
right?
I'm like, these niggas are really good at this. Because it falls
back just on how long.
Yeah.
If it's a full bit, if I'm not hosting, like if I host, I'll piggyback off of something the comedian talked about. Yeah. If I'm hosting, let's say DC does a shoe buying bit and it's 10 minutes, I'm not going to do it anymore.
It feels drained to me.
Yeah. I'm just like, all right.
On the same show or just in general?
On the same show.
Okay.
Because I used to do an airplane bit on your show, but mine was like quick.
Yeah.
And then yours was extensive, so it didn't
cross. But if it's extensive, I'm not going to come out there and do like
airplane,
you know,
huh?
If Keon does a vasectomy joke before I go up, I'm not doing it.
You're not doing a vasectomy. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just like, all
right. Yeah, the length
of it.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though.
Length makes it different.
It does. Yeah. That makes sense.
But if it's just quick hitters, we can all tap on that. Yeah.
Because I actually watched it here to see how long he would do it. He didn't do that much. I was like, all right, I'm going to.
So yeah, he just tapped it.
He did, but it,
he had a couple.
Mine
strokes.
Was completely different.
Yeah, if you so could be like, oh yeah, Tahir talked about.
That's what I did. I was like, well, he said this. Let me.
And your shifts it is different, but if he does a full set on it, then it makes it
right.
The shift.
I mean, you should even like the Chris Rock smack.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of comics did it. Dave did it. Chris did it. Marlon did it.
Right.
They all did it completely different.
Right.
For sure.
Right. Right. And that's why when it comes to.
But they weren't on the same show.
We're talking about the same show right now.
Yeah. Because if everybody go up there, Chris Rock got
That's but that happens so often, dude. When COVID happened, when Trump got elected, like though there's sometimes there's like whatever happens, everybody's gonna have a joke about.
Yeah. Right.
It gets exhausting immediately.
It does.
Oh, yeah. Oh my lord. Because then you gotta see it at the clubs, you gotta see it online. It's
everybody's doing a cat joke right now.
Oh, for sure.
It's gonna be Cat City
tapping on it.
For sure.
It's going to be Cat City now.
Everything so. I see that's high, I'm like so far.
Yeah, because it's like, everybody doing it.
But do you have to do it? Like, y'all got bigger followers than me. Is it something that your people wanted?
I will touch on a topic.
Is there something that your people, your fans?
I'll do it online because I'm not going to do it on stage. Because okay. I feel like when it comes to things like that, first of all, what's the shelf life on that?
Yeah, it's not. It's only going to be hot for a second. Set,
like,
yeah.
Think about all the people who took the time to practice doing Obama. The nigga run was only for this long. You know what I mean? So now,
listen,
you got all these Obama jokes that you worked hella hard on and spent all this time on, and then. You did it for a couple of years. Like, the Trump people. You know what I mean? Like,
Obama, Trump, they're going to last forever. Because people were doing Clinton jokes for 20 years, Tyson jokes for 20 years. Like,
to me, that's not.
They'll last forever.
Yeah, to me, that's not. I just enjoy more creating.
Off of just.
Yeah, just like the obscure. Even people I like watching comedy, the thing I like about all my favorite comedians that I watch, I like how they took this thing and went somewhere just weird with it.
Different.
Whether it was political, whether it was just goofy, whether I just like you took this and took it somewhere where I was like, damn, that was different. But versus when it's topical shit, everybody pretty much doing the same shit. And I'm like,
yeah,
where's the creativity in that?
Where's it at? Where's
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Like great comedians can really take themselves or personalities and build stuff around that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, when I watch Bill Burr, I go like,
bro,
that's a dude who give him a subject. It doesn't matter. Right. He's going to Bill Burr it. Right. Yeah. He's going to Bill Burr it. Cat's going to go cat it. Like, I know, like, there's certain things that you can give this guy a topic and who they are, how they think, their thought process. Sometimes you can't wait to hear what they're going to say. I'm like, yo, you about to talk
about that's what I'm saying. Right. Something you want to hear with that point of view of it. Yeah.
I'm impressed with people's, what you just said.
The more
what
you can dive takes. Into who you are, if that makes sense still.
Yeah.
If the more you can dive into who you are and bring that out, I'm going to like, those are the, like that is why you're so impersonatable. Is that a word?
Oh, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
People
can impersonate.
Yeah,
right,
can
right.
Impersonate
you
Tony.
Can,
yeah.
Like it's like you have that thing, right? It's like we know who you are. We know how you're gonna talk your phrases, right? You put you're putting L's in things, right? Mm-hmm. Like so we'll know that. And then also like somebody can talk about like an ant walking by. You can do a whole Tony thing. Off of that, you can
I was
do whole...
next to a nigga on a plane. He said, "Haberdashers." I said,
right.
You ain't saying it right, bro. You're saying it weird.
Why do you even say it?
Was, I don't know, bro. He was looking at his phone.
That's funny.
And he said, when he said it, I was like, this nigga's not saying it right, bro. Like, and I didn't want to be like, hey, man, you know this.
Hey, is my guy. Oh, was that a Tony Baker friend? Like,
you know what? I'm going to let you have
you got
to
accidentally
it,
bring up a flyer or a picture of you guys. Yeah. Oh, my bad, you saw that?
Skippity, pal. He's not saying it,
but that's
right.
That's what impressed me about comedians. Even when it comes to my friends, one of the things when I first met Tony, I just liked how he took stuff and it was different. And like a DC, like what you said, if a doctor's coat is dirty, that's just so different that I was dying. And then I was like, I want to see where he goes with this now. Because like, why are you thinking about this?
I don't know.
That's what I like. That's what I like about my comedians is like, why are you thinking about this?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And so that's what I appreciate with comics. So I don't mind topics per se because your brain is different from this guy's brain or this lady's brain and whatever. So that's what I enjoy about the art of comedy is how everybody's brains work differently.
And what about the action? Because
now, see, that shit is
what
you're talking about act out.
So the act out is what. So that's the big thing with the cat and Cedric joke.
Right.
It's the action of the joke. The sitting down.
Yeah.
In a car or spaceship. He changes whatever it is.
Right.
The action kind of makes it different.
But then people got to realize two times. Back in the 90s, DJ Cue It Up was a big part of everyone's act. Mm-hmm. It was huge. Like adding music into your shit and the act, that was like everyone was doing it.
I hate it, bro.
Because we don't come from that era.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I think another thing that people don't factor in is I do think that stealing was probably more prevalent back then because whoever got on TV first or whoever blew up first,
it's true, it's yours.
It's mine. Now with social media,
I remember a nigga accused me. I ran a TV and did it. I said, "Oh, this is what we're doing." It was Nintendo bits and going in the thing. I was like, "I know I came from this from my little heart."
Right.
Yes, it can be for everyone. But when he said, "Man, you doing the Any Mini Money Mo?" I said, "Oh man, that's crazy." Bounce TV, it was on there.
Yeah.
You did it anyway.
You do it
first.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, I got
now
to document
we can,
it.
We can document everything now and along the way. And I think people, there's not going to be as many beefs in the future too because people can see our rise. They can see our work. Like Tony was talking about everybody's history. No one saw the come ups. You just see somebody in a movie and you'd be like, where'd they come from? Not knowing they've been doing stand-up 15 years.
Right.
Yeah. Now people can watch us start from the beginning.
Yeah, because they be trying to Matt, Rife that.
Yeah.
He's a plant. He just came out. I was like,
all right. Stop. Yeah. What the hell?
We've had to dispel that a few times.
What are y'all talking about?
What do you mean?
Y'all just he came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Just say shit. Yeah.
Hollywood just put him there for him to just be successful.
Right. You know,
Matt ain't really been in Hollywood yet. I can't think of a bunch of stuff he's been in.
Wilding Out, and that's.
Yeah.
That's it.
The rest was stand up.
The rest he was with us. Yeah. All
I know he's been in these. I'd be like, shut up.
Yeah.
And my thing about, like, when it comes to topical stuff, if I don't get on it early, I just be like, if I'm not genuinely interested in it, first of all, I probably won't even touch it. Yeah. But if I am interested in it, I'll be like, all right, I got to do it early. Because if I see too many people touch on it, I'll be like, I'm out.
Yeah. Are you going to do it on stage or online?
It depends on what it is. It's like, if I see it too much, I'll just be like,
yeah,
I don't even want to do this anymore.
Yeah,
and so
I agree.
It's got to be genuinely interesting to me, comedically, for me to even come around there. But if it take me too long, if I don't organically ain't already did something to it, I'd be like, well, that's the even the people be like, I want to hear what you. Right. It's already.
I hate when I like the bit active. And it becomes like. And it's really my experience, and I like it, but then it becomes like, oh, a bunch of people were doing this.
Yeah,
like,
it's just like, ah, I don't want to, you know.
Some of the act outs, too, a lot of the comedians are flattered by it. Like, if you hear somebody do an Italian dude, it's usually like Eddie Murphy's Italian dude. Or if you see somebody do a handicapped person, it's like Damon's handicapped
person. The
white
man voice. They're all white variations of Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Or if you see somebody doing a New York accent, it's
except yours.
Bro, yeah.
Worst New York accent of all time.
What?
Trash.
It's so bad.
Oh, I don't know what.
I don't know what it is.
The Bwonk. But it's not New York.
I want somebody to steal that shit.
I rest my case, man. I ain't doing this.
What happened?
Quick. But I want people in the comment section to know that, you know, I don't want to wear a dress.
Let's stop saying wear a dress.
And here's why. And this is corny to do, but the game has changed. We all know that Hollywood is not what we thought it was. Taraji P. Henson is lifting the veil off of people getting money in Hollywood. They're not getting paid what you think they are. And so gone is this, like, control that Hollywood has. Yes, Hollywood can blow you up, but it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm not desperate enough to wear a dress. For me, wearing a dress is low-hanging comedic fruit. That's all it is. This is an easy bucket laugh, and I'm not interested in that. And so, and to be fair, to be honest, and to be transparent, I already have a platform where I can put on a dress and probably go viral and create a new character and tour a new character. Like, I have millions on Instagram, millions on Facebook, and 200-some thousand on YouTube. I already have eyeballs where I can showcase myself in the dress.
If you want.
And then Hollywood could be like, oh man, this guy in the dress is great. I can already put the dress on and thrive. I don't need to wait for Hollywood. So stop saying I want to wear a dress. I could have been put the wig on.
Wait, let me defend some dress wearers. nobody mentions Miss Doubtfire.
No.
Nope.
Nobody mentions when Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
Nope.
Nobody mentions Shanae.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Nobody mentions Wanda.
Tootsie. Nope. Nobody mentions.
Nobody
mentions Geraldine. We're gonna go way back.
Geraldine.
They don't mention Tom Hanks.
I made a post about it, and I said, "I think this is what I think happened, especially with the black community. We were fine with it for years. I think the Tyler Perry era burnt everybody out."
I think it
happened a little bit before.
But it was just when Chappelle said it.
Yeah, when Chappelle said it, it shifted everything.
That's what shifted. And then everybody's like, oh, we all agree at the same time.
But then I remember when Tyler Perry first came out. I was, you know, he's been doing this for 20 something years now. Mm-hmm. And I remember when it first came out, everybody thought Madea was funny.
Yeah.
And then by the 18th movie, people were like, all right, what else? Yeah. And then I think that's when it really started. Why you niggas gotta do, like, can't you do? Because before that, the same people who were complaining all laughed at Wanda. All laughed at, you know, Shanae. All they all laughed at it, and then I think they got burnt out
there too.
Yeah,
but White Chicks was a remake. Well, not a remake, but inspired by a Jerry Lewis, Dean Martin film,
right?
Which are their favorite comedians,
mm-hmm. right?
And that's just
and it was a good time.
Well, and they wrote the movie. Right. It wasn't a movie that
Hollywood casted right.
And
them.
That, and that's another thing. It's like, y'all keep saying Hollywood's forcing. They just bring you the dress. Yeah. And I think when Chappelle said something like that, that's what shifted it. Because yeah. ain't nobody bring a dress to Martin and be like, be Shanae-Nae.
Yeah.
He's doing his sister.
Was like, yo. Sister. Yeah. So it's like, but y'all are running and regurgitating the same bullshit right. ass stances, and it's just like it holds no merit. And people, even when I did a list of the top grossing movies led by stand-up comedians, and people was like, "Ain't a dress in sight." I'm like, "Did you not see another professor?
Here. Yeah,
another professor about sitting professor? Right here on this top 10."
Yeah.
Now, mind you, that was the only one in that top 10. Yeah. But it's like. And even
he wore two dresses.
And I fumbled. I forgot a movie. I forgot Sister Act should have been on that top 10.
Uh-huh.
And that's a movie where Whoopi Goldberg.
Who wore a dress on Sister Act?
No, but not what I'm saying is.
I thought you said like, Whoopi Goldberg?
She's in costume in that movie.
Yeah.
It's a nun costume. So right. now it's just like, that's the fish out of water.
Oh,
roll.
Yeah.
This is a show. Right, this right. is a showgirl performer from Vegas.
In a nun.
Posing as a nun.
As a nun, yeah.
That's her dress.
Right.
In this movie,
right,
fish out of water, and that's what it is with men in dresses. It's a fish out of water. It's like, yo, look at how uncomfortable he is in this dress. Right.
But then people kept moving the goalposts. Like one dude went on this that's rant. Weird. He went on this rant. White comics don't do it. He said, give me one in the 2000s. I said, nigga, I can give you several.
What?
And white then so I said, know? I said, okay, Adam Sandler was the biggest people. He did Jack and Jill in 2011. What are you talking about? Right. SNL, half the Avengers just wore. Was it the Tom Holland?
That's because that video been dropped. They show all these white comedians right. that are in white dresses. They literally did a compilation.
Thor and Spider-Man were just dressed like women.
Of A-list.
And Captain America. They were just dressed like women.
Yeah. Nah, but see, yeah. I said.
But this is what I told.
It has to be rooted in something else, though.
This is what I told mm-hmm. the dude, and I think this is that you can apply this to anything. I said, this is what it is. You're not in everybody's business like that, so you don't see what everybody else's thing is. So, like, black people only be concerned with black business. So they're like, why are we the only? We're not the only. You just don't be watching them like that.
Right.
Like, when Bad Bunny put on that dress, the Latino community went insane. Like, it's not everybody's doing. They're all dealing with their own. This, like, we're the only ones that pull each other down. That's not true. If you go to the Asian community, if you go to the Mexican community, they do. It's. Every argument we have in the black community, every other community is having.
Do you think it has something to do with, or as far as our community, as far as in the slave days, demasculating us?
Well, yeah, everything comes from that. Every argument we have comes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's emasculating. Right? Yeah. Emasculating?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But so every argument comes to that.
Maybe you know that's what it is. You know?
I mean,
maybe
it definitely does. Don't
know that argument in the comment section.
Oh, like, okay.
Yeah,
maybe
emasculate black men.
Okay.
And one hypocrisy that I don't jive with is like, all right, if a man is in a dress, you be like, yo, I ain't going to wear no dress in no movie. But you're all right playing a drug dealer or a pimp or a serial killer right. or whatever. Like, these are savory
right.
individuals.
Like this, yeah.
But if you put a dress on, nah, I ain't a man if I put a dress on. But I'm comfortable playing a wife.
I'm a man if I play. If
I can play an abusive husband. I can do that because I'm still a man in this role, but I'm beating a woman.
Or
I'm a pimp and I'm living off of the bodies of women.
Yeah.
So it's just like.
Yeah.
So just because you got a dress on, that's of lower caliber than playing a serial killer or like, you know, a maniacal water supply
right.
villain. Oh, no, that's fine. Because I can still be a man while I'm poisoning the water supply. So it's just like, the shit don't make sense to me.
Well, black women out there, I want to know what y'all feel about seeing a black man in a dress.
And like me personally, I wouldn't do the role, but I'm not going to tell anybody how to eat. Because like you said, and I think what we do too, a lot of times, we had to tell my dad this. They was like, they always paint us in a certain light. And I'm like, first of all, black people, there are some ain't shit black people. There are some gay black people. There are some drug dealers. And then we have... Yeah. Great fathers, and we have bad fathers. Like, we can show everything. Like, we've gotten to the point now where they only want to see the black excellence on TV, and that's right. just not true.
That's a
we
great,
got some
that's
great, shit people.
That's a great
we
point.
That's just true.
Yeah,
why we all got a show? People like this is
because that's what we are. Stories. We're everything, and so we should show everything.
I'm a story guy. I'm not opposed to wearing a dress if it makes sense for the story. There's a version of this where
I could do a whole movie about my daughter and she's uncomfortable. I wear a dress to make her comfortable, something like that. There's not a story if it makes sense story wise. And then I go, this could be a sweet moment. This could like, I agree with you a lot, Tony, on the idea of just doing something for easy bucket laughs. I get that. Oh yeah, it's 100%.
Easy. As soon as you come around the corner in the dress, Chaz, what the?
Yeah, I get
that. It's an easy.
I get that 100%.
Easy win.
And so for me, I go like, there's movies that are based around dudes wearing dresses because they make sense for a story.
Exactly.
And I go, if this makes sense for the story, this is a pivotal part. I could easily see myself wearing a dress if my daughter was doing some ballet and she's scared. Yeah. I would have no problem putting on a tutu and going out and doing this thing with. I would have no problem with
that. I used to let Ivy and Nate paint my nails.
Yeah.
When they were little.
If I had a daughter, I'd probably be sitting there in the fairy costume.
You know what I'm saying?
Sitting there taking it. Just being involved.
And then if I did it in a movie for everybody and they go, oh, they put Chaz in a dress, I'd be like, first off, I chose this and here's my story reasons. Right. I did it purely. It's purely for the purely for the story of what this is. I'm just telling the story. I hate that word, buddy.
Pure.
As soon as I came on, I was like, I'm going to get this wrong.
It's not emasculated. It's emasculated.
I was hoping.
My thing, too, is like he just said, people be like, they keep forcing. Didn't nobody force? Nobody can make me as a grown-ass man do anything I don't want to do. You can come with me with a role and be like, hey, I'm not comfortable with this. Mm-hmm. I've went out for auditions and they was like, you got to kiss a dude here. No, the fuck I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not. And not to anybody who does.
You just draw.
I just don't feel comfortable doing that. I'm not doing it. So whatever you saw me doing in a movie, I felt like that was okay.
Yeah.
No one forced me to do anything. Yeah. And there's certain things that I'm not going to do, I'm just not comfortable with it. And I'm just not going to do it.
Everybody has their individual line that they set up. And that's for you, though.
Right.
It's like when I say, worry about your own booty hole. I mean, worry about your own booty hole. Not what other people are. They went in there and took the role. I couldn't. Well, that's good for you because you drew your own individual line. What they did is none of your concern.
None of your goddamn
business. Get your money.
You passed on it for whatever reason you passed on it. So what? So it's like, you have your own barriers that you don't want to cross, then don't cross them.
Don't cross
them. But don't be like, well, you did this.
If
they're comfortable with it, then that's on them.
That was natural. That just naturally came out, bro.
Yeah. And like for me, like, people ask me, Tony, would you wear a dress in the movie? I'd be like, I always think of like Tango and Cash with Kurt Russell and Sylvester Stallone. There's a part in the movie where they had the strip club or whatever. And they're wanted. They're on the lam. And so Kurt Russell comes out of there to avoid detection with a dress and a wig on. Mm-hmm. But he's still just like the Cash character. He just, he got sick.
Mad silly.
Yeah, so it made sense for the story. It's just like, yo, how are we going to get out of here? And the girl that they were already with was just like, you going to have to. So he comes out in the outfit.
Reluctantly
just
put
to,
on a dress.
Just to evade detection from the police. Mm-hmm. And the cops was like, I'm writing down. He just like, God damn it. So a role like that, I'd be like, I would probably do that.
Because it's still you saying, I ain't want to do this shit.
And it makes sense for the story. It's just like, let me get out of here. Man. But it's not like.
But Hollywood and what's going on now, they're going to twist that and post them still shots. Look at Tony Baker got the dress on.
You're going to be in a collab video.
Kurt Russell was in that collage.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
But when you
look at when you
watch the actual movie, it's like, I know why he was in that dress.
Exactly.
So they can get the hell up out the strip club. Yeah. So
my thing, get your money however you get your money. I don't care enough to sit here and judge people's artistic choices, but I'll do what I want to do, and you do what you want to do.
You're worrying about your own booty hole.
Yeah, and then the craziest part is it's all the people who don't even do this for a living that got the biggest opinions.
Yes.
That's what makes me laugh, and they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Well,
and bills don't care how they get paid.
For sure. Hey, that's a great quote.
Yo, that's hilarious.
That's a great quote, DC.
And bills don't care how they get paid.
I just imagine a bill on the couch. Like, you go out there and you get it everywhere. You got
me that money.
You do what you got to do.
That light bill, you go get that money.
Yo, that's hilarious.
You want a hot shower tonight?
Yeah.
You want that goddamn
get your ass up.
Your light bill hit your heels, baby.
Eat that fruit and lick the plum, you bitch.
Don't care. DC shaking in front of the camera.
Keep
no lights on.
I got to
get the kids. You got to set up your own parameters.
Stay back in school. I got to go get the kids. Great.
What you got then?
This weekend, I can't even say where I'm at because it's a don't tell.
By the way.
Yeah.
Vegas.
Oh, you're doing it?
Nice.
I'm in the thing. I'm not doing the taping.
You're, okay, but you're in the queue.
Yeah, no, I'm in the thing.
I love that.
But I'm at for an actual show that y'all can come to. I'm at Flappers on the 22nd of January. Flappers, it's a Monday, 22nd. I'm getting all the details still. I don't know if it's going to be me headlining it or what, so we'll figure it out. But yeah, I'll be at Flappers on the 22nd. And that is it for January as far as where y'all can show up at. That's it.
DC, where you
at? January 19th, Ice House with Shantae Wayans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kenan Baker.
Okay.
This Saturday, which is January the 14th, Virgin Hotel with the Big Broski, Marlon Wayans in Las Vegas. If you're in Vegas, get your tickets.
Get your tickets.
Gregory.
Oh, man. At Craig Wayans. Oh, Eric.
Oh, man.
That's it.
Jasmine.
I am nowhere. I am, I think I got a new job. We'll see what happens here. We'll see. We'll see. We got some things to iron out, so we'll see. However, this Thursday is my sixth wedding anniversary. My toots. So I would like to take a second to tell you how much I love and appreciate you. Take a second to tell you I instantly fell in love with you because you are the chick that I still think is the coolest chick I've ever met. You're fun, you're exciting, you're expensive. I don't love all your personalities, but I love you every day. And I want you to know that you are loved and you are appreciated every day. Happy anniversary.
That was sweet,
man. That was a good moment,
that was
man.
Nice,
I like
man.
Michigan championship, Chad.
You know what?
I didn't feel, guy now,
if,
man.
If they lost, none of this would have came
no,
out.
No, you wouldn't have said nothing that if they lost, man.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Oh, but it's Saturday.
Oh, you fumbled? What y'all talking about?
I said the 13th. It's Saturday. Saturday is the 13th. So, not the 14th.
Craig pulled DC to the side.
And we also said he should have had a cup with his wife's face on it.
Well, she didn't just win the championship.
Yeah, my bad. Congrats, yo. Congrats, yo. Congrats,
Chad. What you mean, having you for 6 years ain't a championship?
Oh, sorry. I did forget something. Oh, okay. KeonBoley.com on everything, because Brutally Honest is coming back as well. We had to find another place to shoot, but we found another place. And also, thank you, everybody, who tuned in to our sitcom on Amazon Prime, BFFs. I appreciate it so much. You know, it was written and created by the wife, so that was super dope. We all got to write and act on it. From what I'm hearing, there's going to be a season two.
Oh. Okay.
So, thank you guys all for that stuff. And, I think that's it. That's it.
I am happy to announce I got nothing.
Yeah.
I'm excited about nothing.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited. I got nothing. I got nothing, man. I will have movie reviews that will be dropping soon. I'm about to go record them right now. Aquaman 2, American Fiction, Night Swim, and The Color Purple.
The joy in your eyes. The joy in your eyes.
Man.
You said nothing. The gleam,
no
the glimmer.
Shows to promote. I will be at the Laugh Factory next Sunday. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm excited.
How happy he is.
No begging. I ain't begging y'all for shit this year, man. If you saw me, you saw me, goddammit. Until Tony Begging Friends comes back in, you know, March. But anyway, yes. Thank y'all to the Chatsworth for being in here with us.
I got somebody I want to put on Tony Begging Friends. We'll talk about
it. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Cut the camera.
Oh, my God.
He did one of those doozies on the road.
Yikes. You're done.
A doozy on the road?
Oh, he did it on the road, too?
Yeah. No. We out, Joe.
Yo.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that, too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.